Okay, hi Suzanne. This is Gail. And so are you ready for this session?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to get started.
Okay. So you have some paper and pencil handy, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So to begin with, take one of those sheets of paper and label it next action.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why we're going to do this. As we're going through brainstorming and coming up with ideas, and I'm going to be giving you information that you'll be taking notes on probably, but sometimes what we'll come up with is, you know, a great idea of some action that you can take. And that's the place I want you to write it, there on the next actions, rather than just in your notes.
Okay.
That way, at the end, when we're summarizing, I'll say something like, okay, Suzanne, we've talked a lot. We have about 5-10 minutes to go. What do you think you want to go for first? And then you'll have everything right there on that sheet of paper, and you can pick out what you'd like to do first.
Okay, great.
Also, as the weeks and months go, you'll have that next action sheet so that when things start to get slow or you might become, you know, sometimes you might find it frustrating or it feels like you're not moving ahead, you can look on there and say, oh, yeah, there's this book. I'll go to the library or go to the bookstore and get this book. I'll read that book or I'll call this person. So it'll something simple that'll keep you moving.
Keep me moving.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, so I'll walk you through how these sessions typically go. So the most of the time we spend together will be about talking about your assignment and the things that you'd love to do. I'll talk to you a little bit about Valerie Young's approach to career planning, which is called, different than anybody else's really, called the Life First, Work Second approach to career planning. And we'll do an exercise about that in a few minutes here.
Okay.
There are also 4 questions for you to be thinking about during our session, and these 4 questions will give you some tools to continue to use after our consultation. And you won't have to write down all the 4 questions. I'll send that to you in the follow-up little message I send you. So before we jump into the Life First, Work Second approach to career planning, I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions. One is, what's your approximate age?
I'm 43.
And are you happy living where you are, or does part of your dream include relocating?
No, I like where I live. I am very, my living, where I live is great.
Good, good. And what are you doing now for work?
I'm currently have no profession. I was a school teacher, and I've not worked in the last year because of an incident at school, and I've been on workman's comp, so I'm looking for a new career direction.
Good. Excellent. This is perfect timing then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you though about, you know, your teaching. Is there anything about teaching that you actually liked and would like to incorporate into your new life?
Yeah, I was a home ec teacher, and I taught sewing and knitting and, you know, teaching kids how to make stuff. And I really enjoy doing that. And I actually miss that part of teaching, helping people become that, bringing that creative part out of them. I like that, and I do miss that aspect. So in my future, I can see myself continuing maybe. I just don't want to teach in a classroom, high school, or anything.
Okay.
Close to that.
Okay. Ready? All right, then we'll just go ahead and jump in. And by that I mean, the Life First, Work Second approach to career planning that Valerie Young created. And let me just read you her definition. And you might want to write it down, but I'll just read it to you. You can tell me.
Okay.
So, figure out what you want your life to look like first. Then come up with ways to generate income, hopefully that you enjoy, that will allow you to have as much of that life as possible. So there are like four elements to this whole thing, right? Figure out what you want your life to look like, where you want to live, what's your day like, how much money do you want to make now, and how much money do you want to make in the future? So the whole thing, who you want to be living with. Then come up with ways to generate income that are based on things that you like to do and that you enjoy doing that will allow you to have as much of that life as possible. So we're going to be talking about generating ways. We're not going to be talking about having a job necessarily, but to have ideas, ways of generating an income that will support the life you want to live. And that could be five things, not just one thing. It could be three things. So we decide, you know, you decide how much you think you'd like to make, and then what would it take to make that amount of money. So do you have any idea right now about how much money you'd like to generate, like how much what your financial need is?
I know, like, I've had my full salary and I haven't gone to work and I've been able to do some things that I needed to do. And, I have thought about how much money I need. And right now is like, okay, I'll just say it. Like $5,000 a month, and I would love $7,000 a month, but if I could maintain my current about $4,000 a month, that would be great, but I think making $5,000 a month would be great. Mm-hmm. And as I say that, it sounds too small. But,
it does, doesn't it?
But,
and then so, but that's good. So you know where your base is. And then as we're thinking about things, think about what your ultimate financial goal would be. Where do you want it to be out there?
Yeah, well, ultimately I would like to do six figures, you know. To be able to make $10,000 a month would allow me to plan for my retirement, my future, and take care of my immediate needs. And my future needs, you know, to be able to live like I really like to live, in a home and all that other stuff.
Okay. Well, I have lots of questions to ask you, some comments about that list that you sent me, that, you know, your assignment. But and when we start this, going through this, we'd like to begin with that larger question of what you want your life to look like. Now, have you given some thought to that? I know I emailed or I think a conversation earlier said start taking a look at what you want your life to look like. Like you might want to work a 3-day week or work, you know, intensely for 6 months and then take the rest of the year off. There's all kinds of ways to structure your work life and just to make sure that, right? So how do you want your other than work life to live? Your big life. How do you want
the whole thing?
Oh, let me say this. Like, there's like a couple of ways that you can do this. You can say, you can tell me what your ideal day is, or your ideal year. Like some people, like people who maybe love water skiing, they might want to, you know, spend part of the year in California. And then when it's cold in California, as if it is, they might go to Florida or something. You know what I mean? So that they can live the life they want to live. So it doesn't have to be any way. So what's your way?
Okay. I was thinking about my perfect day, what that would be like. And I just So just tell you about what my
describe
what it is. It's just like first of all, awake to sleep well. You know, none of the stresses about angsting about what I have to get done the next day. So I want to wake up rested and sleep well. And then wake up, you know, and have great coffee and to have love in my life, you know. And so start my day, eat a healthy breakfast. And that's just before I've even done anything. It's just like my morning is my morning, and I wake up refreshed and I get dressed in, you know, in style and comfort, and I arrive at the studio, at my studio, where I do all my creating and I teach classes.
How is that studio? At your house, a block away, a drive away, or?
Well, in my mind, it was like sort of like going downstairs to like a basement or that's why I wrote it down, arrive, because I wasn't really sure. I would arrive there. I'd go into that. I see myself walking into that space.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, there would be the people that I work with, because my spot, but I have a team that I work with. Once I arrive there, I teach. Like, we do everything there, like, just bringing out the beauty and style, creativity of women. And they come there and they want to learn how to, whatever that might be, to create beauty in their life. It might be how to produce, like, a really cool pillow for your couch. Or maybe you want to learn how to, you know, you've always wanted to learn how to knit that sweater or do something like that. So the place is a creative environment that you can design and create beautiful stuff.
Wow.
And so, I would have lunch, teach my classes and work with people, then have lunch. And after lunch, I would meet with designers and the stylists that work with me. And then we plan events the day would be planning the events. And those are like the lifestyles for women, like the people that are coming into my space. They want like a whole lifestyle, you know, just helping people. More than say, oh, I want to get out more, I want to have parties, or you know, I want to entertain or whatnot, because it's about making yourself look great and then about how to make your home look beautiful. But planning the events that they would come and see how it's done and to actually practice the social part of that lifestyle that I'm teaching these women. So, like, and part of it would be about, it's like what I've learned from being a part of a knitting group. So I knit with a group of women each week, and that's not my job, but it's been my full-time passion for like the last year, just doing that. It's like all the women that I work that are in my group, one of the things that's common with all of us is that we put ourselves first. Or we're trying to do that part. And so part of what I'd like to end, that, you know, this idea starts with basically teaching women how to sew or how to knit, how to make stuff for themselves or their home. But the bottom line is creating that environment of beauty and making that a priority for themselves, you know. So teaching women how to take care of themselves first. And then I come home to comfort and joy. Come home at the end of the day, I've had fun. And basically, my work day, I did work in all of that stuff. You know, I had clients that came in and I worked with them and teaching classes. And at the end of the day, I come home to joy, peace, beauty, good food, and maybe entertaining on the weekends, and that's it.
Sounds wonderful. I noticed that in your the list that you sent, you mentioned travel. Where does travel fit into that ideal lifestyle?
Travel comes in with going places. Because if I'm teaching style and beauty and fabrics and all that kind of stuff, it's like to travel to like Italy, you know, going to Europe and finding incredible textiles, or, you know, and just going outside of my immediate where I am to travel and see different colors and flavors of people and bringing that back to my studio. And if whether I'm traveling and finding really cool buttons that people use to put on pillows, or finding really cool trims or incredible hand-dyed, you know, wools from wherever in the world. That's why I would like to travel, so like just to see the different flavors of people and implement that in my classes.
So those would be like short to long trips. How long would you be away? Like you mentioned Italy.
Okay, this is about how I would want it to be.
Right.
And so, like, in the beginning, I would love to do excursions where I'm gone, exploring a part of the world where you become, where you're there and you learning. I'm a crafter. I'm an artist. And I like to create with fabric and textiles and yarn and all that great stuff. And I think I would like to be, and why I say Europe or, you know, Italy, because that, it just seems like that's where people take that craft of creating serious. And so I'd like to be like immersed in that and like to travel for, you know, maybe 6 weeks at a time to be somewhere or longer. And to be able to go and to be and do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this team of people. Is it that they work for you, or are you partners, or are they independent contractors that you come together for a certain reason and then like a joint venture? What's your relationship?
Well, the way that it is, and this is different from how I thought of having like a sewing shop, because it's mm-hmm. that's not it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of, like, I'm not an interior designer, but I know how to make some, I can help people, you know, I can show you how to make that $500 pillow, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
creating and putting that together. So I have vision working with designers, with a designer and a stylist who can help people to do what they do best and bring that out in other people. And I have this thought, because I think of the places that I like to shop and hang out in, and it's just... Okay, for instance, the reason why I want to work with a team, like two other people, and it's not so much they're working for me, is that I don't have that need to have a business that I'm running it by myself, because that means I have to be in that shop all the time, and that means I wouldn't be able, that could mean I can't travel the way I want to.
Right. This is the lifestyle you want.
Yes. And so when I think in terms of having other people there, the studio where people come and create, there might be a place where women can, there's more than just sewing. There's people who show you how to make buttons or in creating that, the whole. So I imagine myself, I had a favorite store that I used to shop at.
Mm-hmm.
And down the street from me, and I used to shop there each week, and I went, and the reason why I loved shopping there was because I could buy clothes anywhere, but I, what I loved about shopping there was that it felt to the customer like it was an event or a party, and so everyone there that at the shop where, you know, you're selling, you're basically selling clothes. But at the process of a woman coming into that shop and buying a new outfit, she also had the feel of community or fun, hanging out with her girlfriends and being creative, putting that outfit together. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's like you can make money without it being about selling stuff. But when you come into that environment and you're putting together a new outfit, what I loved about it was you were relaxed enough to bring out the creative part of you. You wouldn't go in there and just buy the same old thing you'd always buy. You might be willing to try on a different kind of skirt or, you know, step out of your comfort zone. And so that shop, I don't even shop there anymore because it's kind of like it turned into a place that's lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it got into a place where it felt like, oh, we're just trying to make money here. But that part is what I would want to create in a business, in a creative center that I want to put together. It's like women come in and to work on their projects. And because it is basically you're taking classes to learn how to use your sewing machine or you know, how to learning how to put a zipper in something. It's very basic, but at the same time, people that you meet in the classes, and that fun environment is what I would like. That light, creative, pretty colors, that has to be a part of that. And that's why I would like to work with a stylist, somebody who, I'm teaching classes, but maybe that stylist has rents a portion or a little an office in my spot, and there's those women, you know, she teaches them how to shop, you know, doing personal shopping and that kind of thing. And then there's another person that might be into spinning yarn or making ceramic buttons or something, you know, like
right.
That.
So it's a collaboration.
The collaborate, exactly, that's a good word, thank you. That it's something that we don't compete, but it all works together, and that's something that I got from, it becomes very real in the more knitting with the group of people that I knit with. That's what it is, and I love that. They all want to learn how to sew. So the girls in my group, and I've gone shopping with them, helping them put together outfits and different things like that. And it's just so, it's more than just being, hey, girlfriend kind of a thing. It's like, there's like a connection you make with somebody when you're expressing that artistic part of you,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't come out in day to day because we're so used to talking about how, you know, we're too skinny or too fat or too old or, you know, not
right.
old enough. But when you're working with women and that in this environment, it's not about that. It's like, oh my God, everybody can learn how to do this new stitch. And
right.
so it's something that if you have the interest in it, you can have success and create a beautiful sweater that's like everyone's like, oh my God, that's so great. Da, da, da. And
so, Right.
And so that's what I want. That kind of thing, that's what I want. That's why I call it, instead of like a sewing shop or a sewing classes, I call it a studio, because it feels more open and more design oriented. So yeah, I'm going to have basic sewing classes for these people, because you got to learn how to use a sewing machine. But it would be a place that it's more than just learning how to make a tote bag, learning how to make style. You know.
You said it really well earlier when you mentioned it's like bringing that creativity, giving people an opportunity to express themselves as an artist.
Yes. Yes. Instead of, that's more, that's new. Mm-hmm. And that's that. Instead of just being, oh, my grandmother knits, it's like, it's becoming your own designer. And that's new, and it's the difference between someone, well, this is just my idea, someone who creates fashion and someone who's like a dressmaker. You know, who sews for a living. It's just a different, they both can sew a dress, but the person who creates fashion and style, their attitude about making that garment or that whatever, it's just, one of those people, it feels like they're an artist, and the other one is like working in a sweatshop.
Right. So it's, what it sounds like to me is that rather than brainstorming a lot of ideas about things that you could do just wide open, let's look at let's look at the changing course formula that Valerie created and see where there's a part of that changing course formula that says who wants what I have, which has to do with the real part of turning all these ideas that you have into income. But let's look, okay, so we've looked at already what you want. We've looked a little bit about your short-term needs and have an idea for long-term where you want to go. And what you have. You have experience teaching, knitting, sewing, you have experience being a designer, knitting and sewing and talking in front of people. You have experience with public speaking. Mm-hmm. So let's look at all of these things, your skills and things that you love that we can then turn into income.
Okay.
So I mentioned a few. You mentioned a few.
Okay.
So
when you were saying that, like just like ways to get to be around cool room and sharing that creative thing, it's like.
I just got a flash. So you know how to teach cooking, sewing, knitting, design, and you know how to teach the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
True. Now let's. And you like doing all those.
I love doing all those things.
And you know textiles, and so you can teach people about textiles.
Yeah.
And then let's look at. Let's see the part of this. Okay. So there's all those things. So then how do we turn all that into income? You have a fabulous idea about the space and where you want to be, the types of people, the type of people you want to partner with, the stylist, designer. And those people, so we're going to be looking at that, who wants what I have. And that's about who will pay you or what ways you can generate money, by collaborating with people and by providing a service to the people. Um,
want what I have.
Who wants what you have? So, one of, there's a, Valerie called it being an opportunity analyst. And there are like four questions. Well, there's like five places to look then for ways of turning ideas into income streams. And like service, you have some of the things you've already listed are service, like providing classes, you know, teaching sewing, so teaching all these things, teaching these things and providing a place for people who want to come just to experience that, to learn how to be creative. And they come to this,
yeah,
this place and they get inspired to be creative. There are products, like you can create, you know, build products that you can sell. They're having a retail or other physical facility, which is also another part of this, is having a physical place to be. Performance or entertainment. And you think about it, the speaking, becoming a, you know, speak, you know, giving presentations about creativity, or teaching classes, not just in this place, maybe teaching classes to, bringing knitting to a lunchtime knit group.
Yeah.
You know, at a corporation so that they can become less, you know, knitting as stress relief.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course this all fits under a creative umbrella. Cause you can write about it, about this. Right? And then this is a craft. It's a craft that, as well as an art. Because there's some,
yes,
techniques in order to be good,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So those are the five forms of an income project. Service, product, the retail or physical facility, performance, and then the creative umbrella.
Okay, say that one more time. My dog's barking and
Okay. So the five forms, I will type this up and say.
Oh, okay. But, okay, cool.
But the five forms are service, product, retail, performance or entertainment, and creative, the writing, the craft, the arts and crafts part of it.
Okay.
And then there are five places to look for ideas. So part of that is about marketing. How do you get people to show up? To experience this, that what you want to create here, this environment. And when you look for complaints, problems, and threats, like people complain about not having time to do anything, not having time to get together with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
People complain, I don't know if it's a complaint, but they have an urge to create. You know, I wish I knew how to knit, or I wish I could make a scarf, or my cousin's having a baby, I wish I could make a pillow, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then trends. And we're related to this, there's a big trend towards homemaking, not just,
exactly.
You know, making a home, not just a house. You know, so those homemaking skills, which have to do with, like I was looking at some of the things on your list, having to do with that social thing.
I know.
Bringing people together. Go ahead.
Yes, that was one of my ideas was Home Ec 101. And it would be like, it's the same, it's that thing of bringing back that old creativity that everybody needs to be a homemaker. It's not just for a wife and mom. It's like, it's for the man, it's for the single girl, everybody. And that's what I get excited about.
Right. And so that's just who wants what I have.
Mm-hmm.
So you just had a list. Single.
Okay.
Single women. Single men.
Mm-hmm.
Newly married people,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Empty nesters.
Oh, yeah.
People
yeah.
who just got rid of their kids and they need to rebuild a home that, you know?
Yeah, and those people seem to get younger all the time.
Don't they?
Like older.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Probably corporations want that.
That corporate thing is sounds great, too.
Mm-hmm. Valerie has an example, which I will find and send to you, of two women who were starting a business, which didn't seem, I'll have to send it to you, Dan, because I can't remember. But what I do remember about it is that through a conversation, they connected with Intel, and the product that they have was not something you would normally think a computer technology company would be interested in. But they were funded by Intel so that they can make what their dream happen. So I will find that story and send it to you. I think inspiring stories like that, then you think, oh, how do you make that happen? You don't. You put it out there, and it can. So I'll send that to you. So that's who wants what I have.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's what I would...
Do you want to teach only adults, or do you want to teach younger children or kids, or where are you with that?
I have thought somewhat about teaching children, teaching young people, too. Also, like, the classes... I mean, your teenage daughter can take these classes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been talking with someone that, you know, my friend who owns the yarn store, mm-hmm. about, like, in the summertime doing kid classes, like,
oh yeah,
you know, doing that would be very, you know, like, you know, the 45-minute class for $10 or $12. And plus the cost of materials, and, you know, just showing them how to do needlepoint, plastic hand, you know, simple mm-hmm. kinds of things that the kid could take away, like a finished little project, maybe
right.
after one or two classes. But I'm not opposed to it.
But
that's
it's not a top on your list. So
not
that might
on my list.
That might be a money maker, but it won't be something that you want to put a lot of effort. It might be
yeah.
like. In exchange for a job, say you needed to have something to make a few $100 so you do some of these classes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So now the
yeah,
other
yeah.
thing I would just thought about, City Parks and Recreation Department and Community School Department, not like, you know, those adult schools?
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking that because it's a way to, and do you have your master's yet? Because you could teach this at a community.
No, I don't have my master's.
Well, because City Parks and Recreation, maybe you can meet somebody who does. So the City Parks and Recreation and those adult education departments that they have at community colleges, because they pay
yeah.
fairly good for those classes, and it could be, and I'm thinking of this to get your name known and to develop and be the expert, you know, a way to
uh-huh.
put your name and say, and to the expert, what title would you make? What would you call yourself? Expert.
I haven't. You know, I.
That's a thing. Like a title, like Dan Shaw, home creativity expert, or creative home expert, or. There'll be something.
Yeah, that's something.
Creative home artist or home. I don't know. Yeah, we'll think of something.
Okay. Yeah, we'll think that's something that people would recognize and that would give me some sort of a. Because you know, I am a teacher. We're all teachers, but something that.
But you're a home economist.
Yes, I am, and that might be. I thought about just. putting myself out like that, because, you know, I do have a degree in business. I also have, I have a degree in, I'm a home economist, you know, mm-hmm. that has all the areas of fashion design, interior design, child development, all that stuff is in that umbrella.
Okay, on your next item list, make a list of those credentials that you have.
Okay, that's a next thing.
Right, mm-hmm. Next action.
Okay, list, what do I call them? List,
credentials.
Credentials, okay, great.
So the business degree, the fashion and textiles,
okay.
The design experience. Because my next thing on the next action is to make a list of topics that you can write articles about.
Ooh.
Because
okay.
One of the things, the feeling I'm getting with all this is not so much finding something for you, but how do you package it and then move it forward step by step. That's where you are, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what you want. You know you have a really clear picture of this, the way you move in this business that you want.
Yeah.
And like the classes.
Yeah, and I want to say this, like on, because I become friends with my friend who owns the store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to work right now. I don't really, because I'm on workman's comp and I'm not mm-hmm. really working. But I volunteered in her shop, and on Tuesday, I volunteered to help her out in her store. And I'm kind of like, I'm working for yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to spend, I'm going to spend the next two more Tuesdays and they're helping her out. And it was a great experience just being in the store all day, seeing the different customers coming in. And I got to feeling that I don't want a retail establishment, but I liked what you said about products, like
mm-hmm.
Like to have products that my customers could get what they need for the classes to but also I got a clear feeling from that day in the store that I didn't get to knit at all.
Right.
I was, I was helping her break down boxes and I was helping her label stuff and, and I know that the career, I want to be in the creative process.
Right.
As while I'm teaching. And that was one of the, when I was teaching my high school class, one of the things that I always put into the day was a portion of the day that we all just knitted. Cause that's what I want to do. I want to still be able to create with the studio is for me to create.
Right.
Also, and then I invite people to come in and then do their thing, and I help them, but I don't want to get caught up all day with customers coming in at all, and you never get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's why I would want, like, studio time or class time where they would come in, and I would be teaching at that time, and then so that it's not like an all-day thing. You're telling the same people the same thing all day long. It's
right.
That. Anyways,
right.
I don't know if I got off the subject, but that was just a thought I had.
Well, this is sort of like going a little bit back when you mentioned your friend who has some space that you might be able to work out of is when we're looking at, it's like some, what are your assets? And one of the assets, are your skills and abilities, but also access to space.
Yeah, my friend is a definite asset.
Mm-hmm. So that space. And the other thing which I was thinking of that was just jumped into my mind is when you said the studio, is like the knitting, I don't know if you want to say the knitting studio or whatever, but if you had like a website, like you could build a knitting community website sell products through that website. And when you traveled, you know, could do like be like a do the import export type of business, at which I can look online and find some resources for you with regards to that. So that when you'd have a place to sell and some and people to sell to. And the people don't have to be inside of your where you are. Like you could do a video of you showing someone how to make something.
Yeah.
Put that online. And you could do like a short little video for free and then tell people they can sign up for your classes. And with these little cam things, people can watch knit, and you probably could watch them knit, and you could do an online knitting class.
Wow. Wow.
It's an idea. Don't know anybody doing it. Don't know if it'll work.
The reason why I say that's possible because I live here. When everybody's involved in, I'm not opposed to, I know I have to get myself out there. I have to get myself out into,
Suzanne, you were on
people.
TV already.
Yeah, I was.
So, you know. Put that down also on your list of assets and your credential place. I think you can get a copy of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I had, I have another thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is why I haven't done it because, like, I know what it is. I think I know.
You know what it is.
I know what it is. I know what it feels like, and I really believe it's possible because, like, when you said I hadn't thought of it like that, but my friend, who has the store? I'm a better sewer than I am a knitter. So I'm a good knitter, but I've been sewing all my life, mm-hmm. And so because I'm not conflicting with her, and it would be an asset for her store to have sewing classes, she's offered to allow me to use her store. On off hours, like she's not open on Mondays, she's not open, she closes early on Tuesdays, and so she's offered to let me, and I don't know.
Well, okay, you can maybe do a joint venture with her, go ahead.
Okay, and then, because she got excited, about, you know, that she has like 3,000, you know, people that's females.
Mm-hmm.
On her, I don't know what you could even call that, but, you know, she...
Yeah, on her list.
On her list.
Mm-hmm.
And that if I wanted to use that list to put out my thing, that she would let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I got big all of a sudden. And I don't know what I'm doing.
Well,
so I'll let you talk. I'm sorry.
No, well, you're doing perfectly. So that's another asset is that you have a list.
I know.
So part of the thing then is next. Preparing something to send to that list.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. There. And prepare something for that spin.
Mm-hmm. So it could be just like maybe a top 10 things to think about when putting a lining into it, or, you know, whatever it is that you decide, you know, what it is you want to teach, then send them something free, like that will like entice them to, so you need a list, right? So you need a website so that you can generate a list of your own, not always having to use your friends list.
Yeah.
So, and then when you add extra people, more people than she has, then maybe a joint venture that you do something to send things to both your lists. So in that way, it's instead of you thinking or her thinking you're going to take anything away, all you're going to be doing is adding to each other. Because you have a different personality than she does. He does. I don't know her, but I know there's only one of each of us.
Yeah.
So the people that you attract will not necessarily be the same people she attracts. But
yeah.
You're both interested in knitting and in, and I don't know if I use the word crafting right, but I mean, when I mean crafting is, I mean doing something with skill, produce a product, you know,
yeah.
like the craft of carpentry and the craft of, you know, and that crafting and that artistry thing you guys have in common. And it has to do with knitting.
Knitting, yes, exactly.
But maybe not at the same level. And your skill level, whatever it is, there's a lot more people who aren't as good as you as there are that are better than you.
Absolutely.
So that part about I'm a better sewer than a knitter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Noise. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, I can get anybody started. And,
right.
Yeah.
And so, the thing is, I think for you, another thing is to explore getting a website.
Okay, that's amazing.
Even if you don't yet have anything to sell, which I'm thinking in 30 days you can have something to sell, because it sounds like you already have stuff if it's organized. You just need it to be compacted a little.
Yes.
Because you can put together probably a one-page sheet on what it takes to get started in knitting, like the one page sheet on what it and a pattern to do a scarf, right? You
yeah.
could do that probably in a few hours.
Yeah.
And then that could be something that you would send that out to that email list and say, if you want to learn how to put this together, you know, we're gonna meet on this day at this time for a class, and maybe it's a free class to doing that. That's your first thing. And then having more people come and then doing a paid thing. And maybe it's for a pillow and then you do the sewing thing on lining it. I don't know, does that make any sense?
Yeah, I just wrote that down. I wrote like one of the free things that I could send out would be like a simple knitted bag. Pattern to knit a simple bag, a tote bag, and then the instructions for lining that bag.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple,
mm-hmm.
and I would, and then they're going to look at them. They're going to either be able to say, "Oh, I can figure that out," or maybe that would make them want to call up and take a class, or
right?
Because I would on that free pattern, it wouldn't have like how to make insert pockets and stuff.
Right,
like, it's just a plain. How to add this, to measure and add a seam allowance.
Right.
Okay.
So that sounds right. That's the next action, and that's almost done. Okay. One of the things is that this team of people that you would like to work with, and what I would suggest on your next action list. List the qualities of those people, like if you, so that when you meet them, when you're out and about, you know who they are. You know what their personality is and how you guys blend together. Because you live down in LA, there is nothing but creative people down there, and there are stylists and designers out the yin yang, picking the right one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the other thing is, until then, you are the stylist and you are the designer.
Yes, I am. I am that. Yes, I am. I am the designer. I am And I do have style. I have to see myself as like that people are attracted to that creative that part, and just to continue going with that, you know, just to grow with that and not shy away from, you know, and because like you were mentioning the other thing of maybe doing instruction, like instruction videos are really great. I mean, because mm-hmm. you can do them online, people can buy them, and
exactly, and you can do them when you feel like it, and sell them online and everything. But you got to have that website.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to work on a name. So one of my names was like So Knit, but
I want to say from learning, you know, taking this course that I'm, this certification program that I'm in, the thing about the name that I'm learning that's important is that it reaches the person. It reaches your target market. It's not about you. It's about the people who are looking for what you have. Like, so something that says, yes, I can knit, or knit artist, or artist, knit artistry, or, you know, or something that will say something to the people that you are trying to reach, and know that you don't have to have just one. I think of it as a brand. So you'll have a brand for your elementary people, mm-hmm. and then you might have another brand for your Home Ec 101 people.
Mm-hmm.
So think about, like...
I got you.
Yeah. And think about this as just one, we'll carve out one project or else it might get to be overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm just, like in the beginning, I'm just teaching one, I'm not trying to teach people how to make clothes. I'm basically, class is just learning how to make that basic pillow with, and how to put some, you know, trim on it. And put a zipper, or you can take the tote bag class where you learn how to put pockets on the inside and outside and how to put a closure, whether it's a zipper or button or whatever, like, but just a simple closure and how to make pockets. So, like, and I have the patterns, the projects I have, and I provide the project goes with. So that they're only bringing in their sewing machine. They're not bringing in thread or the materials to make it. I would provide that.
Right.
So I could keep it simple. And then lots of times people don't, I mean, one of the reasons why they don't sew on their own is they don't know how to go buy the right kind of thread. They buy cheap thread, it breaks. And so, anyway, that was my idea.
I guess what I meant by project was that, like, because we've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about, like, the sewing, knitting classes, the Home Ec 101, and then the travel, you know, for textiles, which that can be an income-producing thing, right? So you travel as part of your business because you need textiles, you need buttons, you need doohickeys, what you use, some fancy knitting needle that you can only get in Scotland. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, so you go there, you find it, you get the source, and you come back. Then you write an article about it to tell people, and you put it on your website to sell, and all that trip part was then all business part, right? So it's all tax deductible. And this is an idea because when you said live in my own villa, I don't know how to do this, but I will go online to find out, is to be a mystery shopper for luxury hotels, so that when you go to different places, then you can shop the hotel, get reimbursed.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, okay. I did write that down.
And because one of the other things, too, if you're going to be out shopping and visiting places, that whole mystery shopping idea might be something good, because it's sort of choose your own schedule, and you can make between $50 and $100, sometimes only $25, but you can decide. And so it could be worth maybe a couple of few hundred dollars a month. Plus, if you shop mystery shopping restaurants, or, you know, depending on what you're mystery shopping, it could also cut down on your household budget.
Gotcha. Because that's the five or six different ways you can make bringing in income doing
that. Right. Because it'll be important to break that down. So if I need to bring in $5,000 a month, and that's before taxes, so if that's $5,000 after taxes, then you got to bump that up a little bit. And then say I want to do five things. You know whose book does this really well? Barbara Winters. You know Barbara Winters? She has a book called How to Make a Living Without a Job.
Okay, that's in the book.
Yeah.
I saw that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a perfect thing. She gives you a great plan, because you are like more advanced into this than the people I've talked to before. And most of those people were just about getting ideas. You have an idea. You have fabulous ideas. Yours is, you're at the place now where putting these ideas into action. Like packaging this up, testing it, doing it, and then moving from one thing to another. And Barbara Winter's book is fabulous.
Okay, I didn't write that down on my action.
Okay, excellent.
This is the scary part.
Mm-hmm. Well, only because you haven't done it yet.
As I haven't done it. It's totally... I don't know anybody who's done this,
Not the way you've done it, yeah. But you've started a business before.
Yeah.
More than one, probably.
Yes, I have. And this time I want to make sure, I'm focusing on making it something that I want to continue with. I don't want to burn myself out. That's why it's like... Yeah, this is something that I want to do, that I like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And you mentioned also earlier that you took some people, as far as my note, out shopping, and you provided a service where you went with them to shop, and you told them what looks good on them. And
Yeah.
That is an image consultant, maybe, or it could be a stylist.
Uh-huh.
Could charge people for that.
And
you don't have to make a big deal about it. You could pass somebody a card and say, this is something that I do. Give me a call. Maybe we can work out a time, get together. This is how much I charge. $20 an hour, $25 an hour, $50 an hour, $300 for a wardrobe makeover, whatever.
And you know what? I'm just going to. Because I did that, and I got lunch. She paid me, she bought me lunch.
That's good. So now it's just about raising the price a little bit.
But yeah, because it's like seeing my skills as things that could bring me income, like the skills that what I can do, what I do. That's a whole nother It's just a matter of, like, having, if I had a card, and the next time, because someone's going to probably ask me about it, because he got some really cute stuff.
So what you do is you go to a place called Vista.com, and you get card for free. You get 250, I think. Until you know exactly what your name and what you're going to be calling yourself, you need a card, even just an introductory card, and it's free. Vista, www.vista.com.
Got it. Excellent.
Vistaprint, sorry.
Vistaprint, okay. I'm writing that down on that.
And you also wrote down on your list that you were a successful expert author of knitting and sewing, what, books, tip sheets, how-to articles. And, you know, you're right there. The only thing you need to do is write one and send
and
it out.
When you told me to write that down right here, make a list of the articles I could write about, because, wow. Because I write about stuff.
Huh?
And, like, some of the stuff I'd like to write about would be about is my experience of how knitting saved my life. You know,
right.
that it's just such, and I'm a black woman, and I've met white women, Hispanic women, Asian women, all, but I've never met more black women like me than when I've knitted. Since knitting, and I always thought I was the only one, but I'm just amazed at the cool people. And now that's something else I'd like to write about. It's just like how, and there's no drama with my knitting friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I want my business is sewing, but I'm attaching it to knitting because knitting is very, very popular right now. And the more popular, there's tons of websites and there's tons and tons of great stuff, but everybody that's knitting now needs to sew. Like,
right.
it's connected back to, and so that's why making my articles about that, the knitting and the camaraderie that comes from. So, okay, I could write an article.
Mm-hmm.
I could write articles.
Write articles and submit them to, I mean, then that's a whole new thing, which I will find resources for that I have in the for where you send. How do you get it published? Like on your website, of course. If you had a newsletter, just write short little articles and then send them to the people who signed up, saying, "Yes, Suzanne, I want to know more about knitting or about living a lovely life or living a beautiful life." And then you get so many tip sheets. Barbara, if you go to Barbara Winter's website, she talks about tip sheets, how to write them. So many tip sheets become an article, or articles then can become tip sheets, and you put some of those together and it becomes a book. You can sell the book online.
I'm silent because my mind's going off.
And then I thought about another thing was, teach people how to give parties, stress-free party giver. Become a stress-free party giver. That would be a great class.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
You could have a class of people. Maybe get 8 women together or 6 women together to learn how to give stress-free parties, and then each person plans a party, like a party. So over the next 6 months, you go to 6 parties. And then when you're at the party, you give out your cards, and then there's more people to give stress-free parties to.
Like Tupperware. Like Tupperware.
Yeah.
Like just showing people, you know what? And I'm telling you, you know what? Because that's the home ec 101 thing. It's like I have all these old books from home ec back in the 50s where, you know, women were taught how to make the proper, you know, cocktails, and, you know, and that's so old fashioned, but the need for that never went away.
Right.
You know, it's like the art of living. Did I write that down? I like one of the things I'd like to teach about, like, the art of living.
Right.
Becoming a, because that's what makes life worth being and living. It's like those, setting it up so that you can just entertain your friends and have people come over without, and then you have these cool pillows you make, and yeah. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. Okay, Mom, I'm
write that one down. Yeah, just write it down, and because you'll be able to go back through this and, like, turn it over in your head. And the other thing is being a motivational or inspirational speaker, speaking, you know, about these topics that you've written about. You know, take the topic and then go make a speech about it, and then go to, you know, different clubs. Like, I belong to a women's organization, which would probably love to have someone come and talk to them about using knitting as a way to relax, or stress-free party giving, or building community with your friends through the new way to socialize, or, you know, some.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Or, you know, it's like, even a, you know, a cooking party, or.
It is, okay.
And then I'm thinking again about who wants what I have, and I'm not sure, but, you know, I don't know if it's in L.A., but here where I live, there's lots of these 50-year, these places where you can't move into them until you're 55.
Mm-hmm.
And they have space, and they have people, and they have money. So, you know, doing, they have, like, event calendar, and getting on one of their event calendars to do something. I mean, that could be, like, a ways off, but that could be, because the people who manage those places need events and activities, fun stuff for the people who live there to do. And they're not really retirement communities, but, you know, those Del Webb homes where you have 55
yeah.
and live there.
Yeah. Get on event.
And you can do, like, a fashion, you know, work with a couple of stores and do a fashion show, or have it, just give them the idea they could put together the fashion show, but then you come and talk about it, about how to stay young in fashion. You know?
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's a nice.
No,
I'm thinking that there would be a market for that, and it would hit almost everything. And also, just, you know, she brought knitting back, you know, like how Justin brought sexy back. You could bring knitting back. Or sewing back.
I can bring sewing back.
And you can bring sewing back, and you could, and that could be like a little thing that for those women who probably learned how to sew way back then, but then now the technique's so much different, the fabrics are different, a quick thing rather than spending hours, or, you know, it's a half an hour thing for a pillow rather than all day. And
Okay. That's why I wanna. That's why I'm going. I gotta go downtown, because I live, you know, up Los Angeles downtown. It's just the garment district. Fabric is there, and I made an appointment to go to find some fabrics, because everybody hates Joann's. I don't know
right.
if you're familiar with Joann's fabric.
Right.
Everybody hates Joann's, and. But it's the only place that people can go, and so they turn off a lot of people. And so, like, that's for my classes, I want to have just buy some fabrics that people will use to make the pillows, so I can get my samples going. And the idea of getting, I have never thought about public speaking, but or inspirational or public speaking. That's well, but that's what I did as a school teacher.
That's right. Uh-huh. And so you're just taking it to a different venue.
Audience, yeah, different venue. Because it's all about, it's like those living skills, those things that make life more beautiful, more worth living. And that's the home ec, that's the home economist in me, the home ec teacher in me is, wants to continue or doesn't want to be in a classroom with people.
Well, you're not out there living when you're stuck in that classroom.
Yeah, you're stuck, yeah, and you're working for a big monster machine. District that I, yeah.
So we're coming, you know, we've spent some time brainstorming a lot of things, and we've talked about the places to look for the five. Did I go through the whole five places? Look for ideas, interest in hobbies, personal experience of crisis, and that personal experience of crisis is, for example, there's a woman that Valerie spoke of that was extremely shy, and she learned how to not be shy, but to become more comfortable in with people. And then she became a shyness consultant to help other shy people lose that fear and become more comfortable with people. So when you can take a personal experience that you have them working with kids in high school, you have them about teaching, about you know, using knitting, and like that experience that you mentioned about how knitting saved your life, that's a personal experience story that that you can then use to turn it as a place to ideas for income. Because you take that story,
yeah,
you think about other people who need something to, who might use knitting as a way to save their life in some way. What was it about knitting that saved your life, and how did you use that? And other people might pick something else, but then your experience helps them look for something else. Your interest in hobbies, knitting, sewing, you got that. One thing, though, is, which is sort of a bizarre thing, is maybe, you know, after a while, another idea would be that I'm thinking again about the touring and the traveling is to take people to, like, textile places. Like, maybe arrange a trip or a tour to a place where they shear alpaca and turn it into yarn and make, you know, and then you, and then buy that yarn and make something out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be an idea for later. But I would like to go, and I think that's sort of fascinating to see how textiles are made, you know, how it starts off as a plant, and then here's a sheet on my bed. Now, maybe not everybody is really interested in that, but some people might be, and then you can, as a part of like maybe a retreat for a creativity retreat.
Exactly. Going to that place, going to that, to the ranch where those, you know, the goats or the sheep are, and you hang out and you get to see the yarn before and have a cool place that you would sit and now also get a chance to knit with that yarn. And, yeah.
And I think, I remember I will also put into the resource list that I send you. There's a farm on the East Coast of this an Irish guy or Scottish guy who does raise, I think, alpacas.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send that to you. And I'll send you this thing about being an opportunity analyst. And an opportunity analyst is really a person who now, like yourself, knows the five forms a product can take, and the places to look for ideas for making an income. And as you walk around the street, as your day goes, sometimes as you sleep at night, when you wake up with an income idea or way to make money, a money-making idea, write it down. It could be not a money-making idea for you, but it could be that you might see somebody in one of your classes who's looking for a way to generate some income, and you could pass it along to them. And it just keeps that mind churning so that when an idea for you comes up, you can recognize, take it to them. So just keep a little notebook with you or to jot things down, or a piece of paper you keep folded in your wallet, as long as you take that out and type it in someplace else to keep. And then review that list over time, because maybe the idea doesn't hit you this week, but maybe this time next year it does.
Definitely. Yeah, because as I evolve in my networking and my doing, the idea of doing these parties is I will be giving them to do stress-free parties. This comes out of all of it. I got you. I got that.
So, go ahead.
Oh, I have one question.
Uh-huh.
Those five things: the service, product, retail,
or other physical facilities. So, like your studio.
Okay.
The physical place.
Okay.
And like that studio, you could charge a membership, right? You can make a member organization. So, for example, you give classes. Give classes in different things. And if you are a member of the studio, you get 10% off, or you get one book a quarter, or you get first choice of the yarns that you bring in before they go on sale to anybody else.
Oh, my God. It's like a workout gym. It's like a
gym.
They could come.
Membership. But it's a membership. They pay an annual fee or a monthly fee or something like that.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Because this place would have like the big table where you could lay your fabric out, and you're not all concerned about making a mess in here. You know, you don't have the space to knit.
And that's another thing that could have. Well, depends how big it is. Because now it's huge in my mind.
Yeah.
But if you had a wall of with like little cubbies that lock, real live lock on a cubby, so that people don't have to drag their stuff, schlep their stuff back and forth. And if you're a member, including your member price, and you're not a member, when you're there for the week or your two-week class, then it's, you know, $40 or something. Just an idea. Don't know if it'll work.
It's a really great idea. The wine bar down the street from me has... You can, the members, they keep their own wine in there and their own glasses that they like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I'm thinking about wine, but that's...
Right. That's the thing.
You become a member.
And it sounds so good that you're a member of the studio. Are you a member of the studio? And you have little name badges or a little key ring. Think of a knitting needle or something. Anyway, so I get too excited. So I will, where we are now is we're near the end of the session. So this is a place where I say, okay, Suzanne, look over the list of next action and income creating ideas. Tell me which two or three or one you'd like to focus on first. Like where will you start? What are you interested in pursuing?
Okay, I want to look at the Barbara Winters book, and I'm going to also think about the quality of people that I want to work with, because they're coming up right now. I mean, I'm meeting people all the time. I need to get clear about that. And and I think and the third thing I really want to work on is preparing something that I would send out. I need to do that, like something that I would put on Stephanie's, that I could use her 3,000 people to receive.
Mm-hmm.
My little, we're offering classes. We're offering knitting, sewing classes.
And
so
I will send you a link to some information on Valerie's website, changingcourse.com, that covers that offer kind of about it.
Okay.
Like what you might, what the kind of thing you might send. Because it doesn't have to be hard. It's the simplest thing. Top 10 lists, top 10, or
yeah,
10 things to make it, for the 10 things you have to remember when and lining a bag or something. Very simple. Because it's something that you send them for. And
exactly.
it gives them the opportunity then to contact you for more information. And that's why you need to start also.
I need to get, exactly.
Place to collect that.
Okay, well, I have some, like, things to work on, that I can work on tomorrow.
Yeah.
But absolutely.
Okay, so next, what will happen is tonight, probably tomorrow morning, I will send you a follow-up with resources page. I'm going to go through this again and find the workshops, the books, the websites that relate in the I mentioned today, so that I'll send that to you. There's also a, you didn't mention photography, but Valerie recommends this a travel workshop about how to make money traveling. And usually
uh-huh.
it's people who write, you become a travel writer or travel photographer. But maybe you don't. Maybe what you become is a travel buyer. You go places, and you find things to buy, to sell, and whether you sell that on eBay, your website, or someplace else, you're making a living traveling. Those 6 weeks, somewhere you got to pay for those 6 weeks, right?
Yes, yeah.
6 week trip. Okay, so I'll put together that
okay.
and send it. Also is a part is valuation where it's the link to the place where you go and say how useful the session was.
Okay.
So just click on that link. It'll take you to a survey, and it's a very simple, very quick survey. And you do that, like, within 24 hours after you receive it. So by Friday, if you could do that, tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, so if you could turn that in, complete that by Friday, that'll be a help.
Okay. That you're going to email that.
I'm going to email that to you.
Okay.
Yes. And then that's it. And I'd like to keep, you to email me like later on after you've done something. Let me know how it goes.
Absolutely.
So do you have any other questions or?
No, I really appreciate the next action. I like it better than to do. And I like the idea of making a list of income possibilities. Like, who knows? I mean, I really like talking. I like dealing with people. It's like those are those, I don't know, that I hadn't thought about that like that before.
About being a motivational speaker?
Yeah, because I'm talking to you about how it has been for me getting to meet people on a different level, not just because you work with them, but people that I deal with, my friends, are people that we come together purely voluntarily because we like to knit. And relationships built on that are just very, very cool. And I like to talk to groups about things like that. Like, that's an article right there.
Right. And what? One of the things I wrote down that I didn't mention is community builder. Building community, friends, socialize. So what you were just saying just reiterates that whole idea of the way we live, we need to learn how to make new ways of building community. And that's something that you can teach people, which would, benefit the whole planet.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, so I just need to, I'm just going to address these next actions and then see what happens.
Right.
Like from there, right?
Yeah.
That is?
Yep. Just take the one step in front of you. That's the one thing I'm learning. Not to get too far
it just
ahead.
Seems so, this seems so easy that, okay, I'm just going to do those things.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do those things, and then I'm going to see what happens. I'm not going to try to start a business tomorrow because that seems so ridiculous and scary. But I can do this stuff right here.
Right.
Prepare something. I mean, I taught beginning sewing for years. I know how to prepare a beginning project.
Okay.
I got that, you know? So, okay. Okay.
Excellent, then. Okay, and you can email me if you have any questions, and I will send you the resource list in the morning.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate this so much.
Great. It was fun. I like it. I like the brainstorm. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.